This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories. The Future is a Dark Cup of Coffee. Written by Melissa R. Mendelson. Performed by Chris Herron.
More coffee, sir?
Please, the elderly man said, trying to keep his hand from shaking.
Thank you.
He inhaled the coffee.
More, please. I forgot how good coffee tasted.
You act like you haven't had coffee in years, the waitress laughed.
Where I come from, coffee is highly limited.
He let his cup of coffee rest for a moment, savoring its aroma.
Where are you from? Nowhere you want to be.
The elderly man looked at the waitress.
That bad?
The waitress looked down at the elderly man's hands. They were burnt and scarred.
You look like you've been in a war zone.
You don't know the half of it.
He drank his coffee.
Yet.
Excuse me.
The waitress went to take another order, but she looked at him once more. She caught what he said.
Yet.
The elderly man closed his eyes. He inhaled the aroma again. He let the coffee stir across his tongue. How he missed it so much. He swallowed and sighed. So many good things, and all good things must come to an end. It was time. The young man walked in with his friends. He laughed like life was great. He had no idea. He was lucky enough to be so close to his buddies. No mask, no gloves, no paranoia. He ordered a slice of pie and coffee. He didn't know what was coming next.
Great coffee, the elderly man said to the young man.
You ain't kidding. I love coming here.
I know, the elderly man muttered, and the young man glanced at him.
Beautiful day outside,
the young man said to the elderly man as his friends ordered.
You look like you need some sun.
The elderly man checked his watch. He had maybe a minute left. He drank his coffee, trying to choose his next words. He didn't realize that this was going to be so damn hard.
You from around here?
The young man asked him.
I was, once. Then the world changed.
Changed? What's going to happen to the world?
The elderly man stood up from his seat. He placed the cup on the counter. He tried to steady himself. People didn't have to bring him here, and he killed them to guarantee the trip. It was one way. He knew that, so he had to pull it together.
You okay?
The young man asked him.
I'm fine.
The elderly man grabbed the young man.
Hey, what are you doing?
You don't want to see tomorrow.
The elderly man pushed the young man back, hard. Just as the young man fell backward, a car smashed into the diner, running him over.
I'm sorry, the elderly man said to the young man's friends. You were supposed to die, but now you'll see what comes next.
He faded away, leaving behind a cup on the counter with a small trace of coffee. Melissa R. Mendelson is a short story author. Her stories have been published in Siren's Call Publications, Dark Helix Press, and Bartleby Snopes Literary Magazine. Her stories have also been featured on Tall Tale TV, and she has more short stories on the website Medium.
Hey guys, so I know this story was really short, and normally I don't do anything of this kind of length, but this story actually ties into a bunch of other stories that Melissa Mendelson has on this channel, which follow her character Keeper,
who seems to be some sort of Grim Reaper of sorts. If that sounds interesting to you, I'll be sure to leave a link in the description to where you can find those. But as short as this piece was, I didn't want to take up a regular spot for it. Hence why I published it on a Wednesday. I plan on doing this more often, whenever I get super short stories kind of like this, or maybe not quite this short. I'll try to publish them on Wednesdays. That way I'm not taking away from the Monday and Friday stories, and you still have nice long content on those 2 days. But the really short fiction, I think I'm going to try to put those in the middle of weeks whenever they come up. If you did enjoy this story, be sure to leave a thumbs up or a comment if you're listening on YouTube or Facebook. Or if you're listening to the podcast version, I always appreciate a review over on iTunes, or now Apple Podcast. And of course, be sure to subscribe for brand new short stories at least twice weekly. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.